New Jersey residents vote in their gubernatorial primaries today. Republican Chris Christie, the incumbent who successfully hit the campaign trail for President Trump, has hit his term limit, and the candidates in the primary have little of the colorful profile of Christie. Democrat Phil Murphy and Republican Kim Guadagno are the frontrunners, but the race hasn't quite captured the attention of the state's voters. A majority say they still don't know who they're going to vote for, and just 15% tuned into the debates. Nancy Solomon is the managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC. She says whatever the outcome, this will be a passing of the torch from the Chris Christie era.
We have flipped back and forth between Democrats and Republicans over the course of many years. Chris Christie's favorability ratings are the lowest in the nation among governors.
Is that right?
And historically low. But then you also have President Trump in the White House. And in New Jersey, President Trump is very unpopular. So I think the idea that the governorship is going to go Democratic is, you know, pretty likely, I'd say.
Is there an issue other than we've had enough of Mr. C?
There are a lot of issues. But yeah, I think, you know, people wanted what Chris Christie said he was going to do that people liked and what reached across to Democrats and to independents. I mean, he really had a plurality because people believed he actually was going to lower property taxes and he didn't. So I think, you know, people are fed up with the problems with the pension fund, the fact that that has dragged down our credit rating, which makes government more expensive, which means that taxes are going to go up. So these are complicated issues. They're kind of wonky. But the fact is, for people living in New Jersey, every year it gets more expensive to stay. And it's not like our salaries and wages are going up. So people really feel the pinch. Middle class people feel the pinch.
And it's really personalities that are going to drive this primary election.
It's money, John.
Money, right. Or the lack of it.
I mean, Phil Murphy is the leading Democrat in the race. There are four candidates who qualified for state matching money and made the debates. So those are sort of considered the four major candidates. Phil Murphy is a former Goldman Sachs executive, raised a ton of money for national Democrats. Obama sent him to Germany as his ambassador, and now he's come back and he's been working this, running for governor for at least 2 years, maybe even a little longer, and he's got a lot of money, and he's gone out and gotten the endorsement of every county committee, which runs the balloting, and you know, he looks to be the winner of this thing, and there are a lot of people who are unhappy about it. They don't like the process, but it doesn't look like there's enough people coalescing around one other candidate to really make a difference.
Here's Stephen Danley, who's politics professor at Rutgers Camden University.
New Jersey could have been a beacon for what a new Democratic Party looks like. Phil Murphy could have been the candidate that we said bridge that divide between Clinton supporters and Sanders supporters. Instead, we'll see a candidate who's being essentially undermined by the progressive wing of his own party, and he may limp into office, but in doing so, he won't have the broad mandate or really the national spotlight that we could have seen here this year.
I think that's a very interesting point that Stephen Danley is making. You know, what we have in this election are two parties that are really, in some ways, they're haunted by the ghosts of New Jersey politics past. You have the two Republicans who can't run far enough away from Chris Christie. He's so unliked in the state. And yet, you know, Kim Guadagno, his lieutenant governor, is the leading candidate. She's been his running mate, his sidekick. She can't get away from him. And then on the Democratic side, yeah, the leading candidate is a Goldman Sachs executive, former. It's a missed opportunity for the Democratic Party to really put someone forward that would unite the Bernie wing with the Hillary wing and capture the excitement that's going on the ground right now of all the people fighting Donald Trump. There's been activism and protests and town halls. So there's a lot going on in New Jersey politically, and this race has been just out there not capturing any of it.
Nancy, thank you so much.
Thanks, John.
Nancy Solomon, managing editor for New Jersey Public Radio and WNYC.